We've got to take a little tangent here. These are called safe words. Write these safe words down. What types of words do you get from a prospect that really don't have much meaning to them unless you get further description?
I love to play golf.
Okay. I like to play golf. I love to play golf. What types of safe words they give you? Oh, how's your back feel? It's what?
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Give me the opposite.
Hurts.
Uncomfortable. I'm uneasy about. I'm frustrated with. I'm angry about. I'm unhappy. Or I'm happy. I'm dissatisfied. You get all those safe words. Well, what do you mean you love to play golf?
I mean, I wait all week to play golf.
Yeah, 1 or 2 weeks, no big deal. So you miss a couple weeks. So what?
I live in Ohio. A couple weeks is you know, 10% of the golf season.
It's not that bad. Put a brace on and go ahead and swing. I mean, it's not going to add strokes to your game, right? What do you do when you hear these safe words, Joe?
You dig deeper. Like, ask more questions.
How do you do that? What do you say?
Hurt means, uncomfortable means.
Take the safe word and put means at the end. Uncomfortable means, like means, hurt means, frustrated means, angry means, unhappy with means. All right, so I can't give you a script to get to the real pain, because I never know what your prospect is going to say. But if you keep these things in mind, that the problem they bring you is never the real problem, the statement they make is never the real statement, and you start to use this technique, right, Ron? Unhappy means, uncomfortable means, a lot of pain means, you'll start to get deeper and deeper and find out what the real issue is. So he said, why is that a problem? Well, why is that a problem, Walt?
You just can't play golf because your back hurts.
Well, I play golf with the same 20 guys every Saturday morning.
Okay.
I mean, I really look forward to it.
Okay.
Can't go out during the week with my kids.
Okay.
Supposed to go down to Florida a couple weeks to play with a client.
Okay.
Now, I'll role play for a second. My chiropractor advisor here in the room. If someone comes to you with a back problem, what's the likelihood they've had this back problem in the past?
Pretty likely.
Pretty likely means?
Like 100%.
80-90%.
Okay. So what type of question might you ask our prospect here with regards to his back history?
I was going to ask, does this come and go? Have you had this before?
All questions start with?
What, why, when, where?
And you started with?
Has.
I missed that training session where those questions came. I'm not sure where that happened. How do you ask the question about his back history? What type of questions do you ask? The ones you know the answers to. And if you know there's an 80-90% chance that the answer is he's had a back problem in the past, what's the likelihood of you getting the answer you want if you ask the right question? What's the high likelihood? So my question is going to be, Walt, this is probably the first time it's ever happened to your back, right?
No.
Is it the answer you're looking for? So I as much as I try and train you to get away from yes and no questions, when you know the answer you're going to get is going to take you closer to where you want to be, it's safer. You could say something like, I don't suppose this back problem has come up in the past. Give me, no, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
I didn't think so. See, so you're still not in a box. Chances are he's going to say, well, no, I've had this before. Okay, so let's go that direction instead. Well, I don't suppose this has come up before.
Well, it has.
What question do you ask next, guys?
How long have you had the problem?
How long have you had the problem?
You mean this last problem or the problem from before and how many times?
No, you pick.
Well, I guess first time was about 5 years ago.
Okay. What did you do then to what?
Solve the problem.
Solve the problem.
I came to you.
And how many times?
I don't know how many times we did the ice, we did the heat, the electric stim and all that stuff, and put me on a twist and shit.
If I remember right, we did it about what? 6 or 7 months, something like that?
Maybe 3 or 4, but somewhere between.
Okay, yeah. And that made the problem go away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm missing something. Well, why are you back?
Well, I was lifting a lawnmower out of the back of the van. When I reached over to lift it up, felt the back pop again.
That's it. You probably don't want this problem to go away for good.
No, I'd like it to go away for good. How do you do that?
There's a way to do it, but you're not going to like it.
What about him? Am I not going to like?
What'd I do, Joe?
You just preschool.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Brian? I got an answer for you, but what?
You're not going to tell me. I'm not going to like it.
It's like going to a child and say, I got a good thing over here for you, but you ain't going to like it. What's the child going to do?
Want to get it.
It's for it.
What do you got over there? The adult's going to be the same way. I got a solution for you, but you ain't going to like it. Walt is going to respond, well, what is it? How long did you do this before to fix your back? How long did you come in?
So what is it I'm not going to like?
You're going to have to come in for 2 years.
How often?
So, the toughest part, Brian, is keeping a straight face. Joe, what's your next line? When he says, would you say how often?
How often would you like?
How often would you like to come in?
Once a month.
So you only be paying half the month?
What?
You only want to be in pain for half the month.
So you tell me I have to come in more than once a month?
Only if you want the pain to go away.
I want the pain to go away.
What do you think we should do?
Sound like we ought to come in twice a month.
Only if you want to.
And that'll make the pain go away.
It'll help.
I'd love to say help means.
Unfortunately, I'm training a trainer here, and it's tough. You understand what's going on? And again, I wish I could put this in a script, easy to follow, easy format. Why is that a problem? Well, I want to do this. How long has it been a problem? But when you guys listen to it, it'll remind you of all the things that you have to do to get them in pain.